Before we dive into today's episode, I want to invite you to consider attending the Hope Restored Trauma Intensive, happening September 12th to 15th in Kissimmee, Florida. If you are looking for a safe space to share your hard story, where you will be seen and heard, if you need help working through your past or present day trauma, if you want to be in a community where women will hold space for your pain and point you to Jesus and his healing grace, this intensive might be for you. Anne Simmons, Brenda Stewart, and I have partnered to bring you a weekend of spiritual encouragement, deep work, biblical teaching, and clinical practices. We have limited the intensive to a small, intimate gathering, so sign up as soon as possible. Learn more by clicking the link in the show notes. Now for today's episode. Well, friends, this is officially the ending of season one. I can't believe it's already been 6 months since I started Find Hope Here, and a lot has happened since January. Together, we have talked about God's grace. We've walked through some heavy things, and hopefully we've experienced the hope and peace and freedom and joy that comes with knowing Jesus as we've studied his word together. Today, we're going to revisit some highlights from season one. I want to let you know about some of the changes that are coming up in the podcast, when season two is going to start, and what is happening in the meanwhile. But before that, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening, for reaching out and telling me what Find Hope Here has meant to you, and for sharing this podcast with your friends. You are the reason this podcast exists. Hi, friend. You're listening to Find Hope Here. I'm your host, Teresa Whiting, author, speaker, ministry leader, friend, and fellow struggler. This is a podcast about the messy, complicated, painful parts of life, but also the beautiful, joy-filled hope that Jesus promises. Each week, we dig deep into God's Word together and talk about how His truth impacts our everyday lives. I'm not going to ask you to sit with me and have coffee because I seem to have my best conversations while I'm just doing life. So I'd love to hang out with you as you walk or fold laundry or drive to work. You're invited to join me in pursuing the hope God promises. No matter where you are or where you've been, I pray you always find hope here. Let's jump in to today's episode. Let's start with some highlights of season one. In episode one, I tell my story and why I started this podcast. It's kind of a foundational episode, and it makes the rest of the season make sense. So if you haven't heard episode one yet, I really encourage you to go back and listen to that. One of the things I've done is I've kind of created a rhythm with this podcast where I'm teaching on a woman in scripture, and then I teach a psalm that relates to that woman, and then I have a guest on whose story resonates with a woman from scripture. And so it's kind of been a rhythm. There have been hiccups and interruptions and other episodes here and there that I've kind of stuck in. But overall, that's been how this podcast has been set up. And I have absolutely loved sharing stories of the women in scripture. We've talked about two different Tamars, about Rahab, Bathsheba, the woman at the well, the woman caught in adultery, and the sinful woman at Simon's house. And we have seen God's grace pour out on these women. These are women whose lives would have been considered insignificant, disposable, maybe even scandalous. And yet God, in his grace, chooses them. He reaches toward them just like he does with you and I. I hope that you have been able to relate to some of these women. I hope that, like me, you see your story when you read their stories, when you understand the things that they've walked through. You kind of resonate with them and think, yeah, I have walked through that. I have experienced that. And I can see God's grace on my life in the same ways. And if you haven't, I want you to know it's available to you. If you haven't experienced his grace, He wants to extend it to you. Speaking of grace, the stories that I have told in this podcast, with the exception of one of the Tamars, are stories that are featured in the Bible study that I have just published called Graced: How God Redeems and Restores the Broken. This whole season has been an outworking of that study. We've also gone through a number of Psalms. We've gone through Psalms of lament, of celebration, of grief and joy, of pain and hope. The things that make up our lives. I feel like the Psalms are so relevant to the things that you and I go through on a daily basis. And I pray that God's word has been a source of comfort and hope to you in whatever situation you find yourself. I'll say a little bit more about the Psalms later. One of my favorite things about season one has been the guest episodes. The most popular episode is actually episode 4, which was my first guest interview with Carolyn Custis James. She shares insight into the Tamar story, and she talks about what it means for a woman to be an Azer. That's that word helper, which actually means warrior. Carolyn sheds so much light on the story of Judah and Tamar. She has studied it in detail, and I think that her explanation really kind of makes that Bible story come alive. And it also helps us understand how God could consider Tamar's actions righteous. Because if you have just read that story for the first time, it is really hard to figure that out. Listen in.
Patriarchy is a really powerful lens for understanding biblical stories.
Yeah.
And it escalates the courage and significance of women who step out and do something when things are going wrong. And that's what Tamar does.
In episode 7, I had Brenda Stewart on, and she talked about how our labels don't define us. We talked about labels and shame. And that's kind of where our idea for a trauma intensive was born. And I know that you have loved that episode. Brenda is just such a source of wisdom and knowledge, and she shares it with so much grace.
I think Rahab's story is filled with hope that the past does not define us. Our experiences, our shortcomings, our pain does not define us, and it can be used to fulfill great purpose that God has for us. And we might not see in where we stand today what that is, right? We don't know what the end of the road is. So it's a lot of trust, but believing that God can do incredible things through us, even in the midst of our story that might be messy, that might be painful, that might be not what our six-year-old childhood dream was. But that doesn't define us. It's not who we are. And we can lean into the creator of the universe, who he says we are, one who knows us more intimately than anyone, right? And he says we're chosen, we're valued, we're loved, we have purpose.
In episode 11, I spoke with Ronnie Rock. She shared with gut-level honesty about her own story and the story of Bathsheba. Bathsheba was a woman who was taken advantage of by someone who should have been protecting her. And Ronnie knows what that's like, because that was her story as well.
It starts with, even if you don't believe it, embracing the idea that God Almighty actually might want a personal relationship. That he actually might want to have a good conversation, that he actually might want to redeem thoughts in my head that are not honoring to me, or not honoring to women, not honoring to the world that I live in, because I've been so wounded, that he might want to redeem my story, that he might want to show me that, wait, your story's not over. And what you went through is, it will not be diminished and it will not be disregarded. Watch what I'm going to do with it. Just watch what I'm going to do.
In episode 15, Cindy Stout shared her story of broken relationships. Also, she is an adventurer, and I am in awe of how God is using her to touch the lives of trafficking victims and victims of domestic violence. Cindy is going through life on a mission. She knows the life that she was rescued from, and now she is spending the rest of her life helping other women. It's such a beautiful story.
And like I said, I'm an adventure enthusiast. I like skydiving, aerial acrobatics. So when I read the Bible, I'm like, it's pretty exciting. And there's a lot of exciting and adventurous stuff in there. And I was like, you know, this is the kind of walk that I want with you, God. And I remember actually one time I was getting ready to bungee jump at this one place. And I was standing on the edge and they're tying the bands around my ankles. And I felt like God said to me, you know, you can have this kind of relationship with me, but when I say to jump, you're going to have to jump and just do the things. You have to be willing to say yes.
In episode 19, Mary DeMuth shared with us how God beautifully weaves justice and mercy together for victims of sexual trauma. She shared her own story, along with practical ways for victims to respond to their abusers. Mary has written a number of books, and she's written a couple books about how the church can become a safe place for those who have been sexually wounded. It was a joy to have her on the podcast.
I think we're guilty of an easy forgivism, which means we often hear from our churches to victims of trauma and sexual assault, well, you just need to forgive, we're all sinners. Well, there's a grand difference between telling a lie and committing a crime against another human being. And a crime against another human being will take a long time to process. And nobody gets to prescribe to you your healing journey. Nobody gets to tell you when you have to forgive. That is a personal journey between you and the Lord. And it is not a one and done either. Like, you may choose on May 1st to forgive that perpetrator, but then you have a flashback and you have a memory or some news story comes up and you think, oh no, I haven't forgiven. No, you've forgiven. You just have another layer to forgive. So it's really even weird to say, well, I've chosen to forgive and that's it, because this is a long journey.
In episode 22, I talked to my friend Angie Bauman. Angie's honesty and her love for Jesus shines through. She is a podcaster as well. She hosts a podcast called Steady On. And I love the way Angie shares so honestly about her own brokenness and her journey toward healing. Angie loves God's word. She knows the power of his word. And we talked about how God's word and telling ourselves the truth is part of our healing journey.
And the idea that this woman, who is so brave, would approach him and that he would speak up for her and defend her in the presence of powerful men who had already decided she was disposable, right? She means nothing. Why did he even let her get close to him? You know, in this place, you know, not only does he turn towards her, as we've talked about before, Teresa, but he speaks for her and says, I see you. I love you. It doesn't matter what they think about you. You might be disposable to them. That might be true. You might not be worth fighting for. You might not be worth sharing space with in their opinion, but their opinion has nothing to do with my opinion. I love you. I receive you, and you are welcome here in my presence.
And in episode 25, I celebrated the launch of my Bible study Graced with my two friends, Courtney and Christina.
This study can be for everyone, young, old, in between, single moms, divorced women, people right out of college. It's not just for one demographic. Knowing the biblical context of the stories in the Bible and the situations these women are living in really helps to shape the way that we view how they interact with others, how they interact with God, and what their actual redemption story looks like. It really makes it more three-dimensional as opposed to two-dimensional, just words on a page or, you know, a story in a book.
And then in episode 28, which was last week, I had Kenzie Dzinski on, and we talked about how sexual trauma affects your marriage, how it affects you as an individual, but also how it affects you and your spouse. And so I felt like that episode was so life-giving. Kenzie speaks with such gentleness.
You know, it, particularly in his interactions with women, I just watched Jesus over and over restore women's dignity in a culture where it's more patriarchal, where women can be outcast or ostracized or considered impure or unclean. He restores their dignity. He looks them in the eye. You know, he speaks to them. He allows them to touch him without shunning them. You know, there's just so much dignity and respect that he has for women, and not just like lifting them up, but then also empowering them or treating them as he would any other disciple.
Oh, and I didn't mention episodes 23 and 24, which were super fun, because what I did was I dropped in Sandy Cooper's Balanced Momcast episodes where she interviewed me. And something I love about that is not only do you get to hear me talking with Sandy, but you also got exposed to one of my absolute favorite podcasts, the Balanced Momcast.
You use a term which I love so much. You talk about stewarding your story well. And I know that that was part of like how you finally arrived to write this. Like it was about stewarding your story well. First of all, what do you mean when you say that? And what encouragement would you have to, you know, someone who's listening right now who has a difficult story, but she hears God telling her to step out and share it?
Well, what I guess what I mean by that is we don't get to choose our story. You know, we don't get to choose the scars that we have. We have them, whether we want them or not, whether we like them or not. But we get to choose what we do with those scars. And I think we can either cover them, we can hide them. We could get plastic surgery. We can do whatever, or we can look at other people and we can say, look, I was once bleeding out where you are right now, and God has healed me. And during this last 7 months of creating podcasts, I also published a Bible study, Graced, the Bible study that is the basis for this podcast. As I was going over this list and looking through and talking through all the things that we have done in the last 7 months, I was like, wow, that's kind of a lot of stuff. I also made a note to myself to not start a podcast and publish a Bible study all at the same time. I am beyond ready for a much needed break. Now, I told you that there would be some changes coming up. And you guys, I'm a newbie. I'm experimenting. I've made peace with the fact that I'm a beginner. I read in a book earlier this year by Shauna Nyquist, where she wrote like a little thing on her wall. She put a little sticky note on her wall that said, it's okay to be a beginner. That has been my mantra through this whole thing. It's okay to be a beginner. And that's what I am. I am still on a learning curve. I know this. I know that creating a podcast is a ton of work. So one of the things I'm thinking about doing is switching to bi-weekly. That gives you more time to listen, and it gives me more time to prepare. My plan is to take the month of August to think and pray. I'm going to be with my family. I'm going to be doing some traveling, and I'm asking you to pray for me as well. And honestly, I would love to hear from you. If you want to drop me an email, or if you have my number, shoot me a text and just share with me, what are the things that have been most helpful to you? Have you enjoyed the Psalms or the stories of the women? Or have you really enjoyed the guest episodes? What about the topics we've been talking about? I'd love to know from you, like, how can I serve you? What are the things that are going on in your life that you would love to hear teaching from God's word about? Please reach out and let me know. I really do want to hear from you. I plan to start season 2 at the beginning of September. But through the summer, well, actually the summer is like almost over already, but through the month of August, I have recorded some Psalms for you. The Psalms are a great reflection of what goes on in our hearts. And this idea is not original to me. Actually, one of my favorite podcasts is called The Next Right Thing by Emily P. Freeman. And she also does what she calls Summer Psalms. And I just have loved listening to that. And I'm kind of just doing the same thing. They're going to be very simple episodes. I'm going to get on, read the psalm, and sign off. There's not going to be an intro and an outro or any commentary from me, just God's word. It's funny because as a podcaster, you know, I mentioned editing. When I edit episodes, sometimes I listen to them 4 or 5 times before they actually get published. And sometimes I feel like I am so tired of the sound of my own voice that I don't even listen to my own podcast. Sometimes I just let it play and I turn my volume all the way down because I'm like, I just don't want to hear myself talk anymore. But I never get tired of hearing God's word. God's word is powerful. It's alive. It's life-giving. And so my prayer is that as you get a little break from me and my commentary this summer, you will continue to tune in and you will nourish your soul with the Psalms. You guys, it has been a blast doing Find Hope Here Season 1 with all of you. I want to thank you for being a listener. I want to thank you if you have ordered the Bible Study Graced, and if you haven't, of course you can. It will be linked in the show notes. And I will see you back here at the beginning of September. I hope you have a great ending to your summer. Thanks for hanging out with me today on Find Hope Here. To find anything I mentioned on the episode, go to teresawhiting.com/listen. That's where you can find all the show notes. And remember to hit that subscribe button. If you want to go the extra mile and leave a review, that would be amazing and it would mean so much to me. I'd like to leave you with this prayer from Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.